When I did the interview that you will hear today, I thought I was in for a big fish story. In fact, I was told they were catching perch that looked like footballs. That seemed a little hard to believe, but then I saw the pictures and realized these were some of the biggest such fish I'd ever seen. I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Zippy Dahl is the owner of Perch Patrol Guide Service in Devil's Lake, North Dakota. He's been around this lake for all of his life, and with higher rain and snowfall since the 1990s, the size of this lake has grown much in the past two decades.
I don't even know how to describe it. Some of the areas that we fish, 20 years ago was farmland. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of smaller lakes up north that were probably sloughs at one time that are now connected, and now they're vast lakes.
The size of the fish in this lake is partly because of the food source.
We're very fortunate to have freshwater shrimp here, which is our main forage base, and that's what is the key ingredient to getting our fish to grow fast as they do and to get to the size they are. They're all very, very plump fish.
This lake is well known for what you can catch here.
In the wintertime, we're famous for our jumbo perch. It's a yellow perch that we call them jumbo perch because they get like footballs. And then, of course, we're one of the top walleye destinations in North America, really. And we've got a great pike fishery, too.
White bass and crappie are also top-notch. Zippy was concerned COVID-19 might reduce the number of people fishing, but something else happened.
The number of cancellations we were getting, well, all of a sudden the Canadian border is closed. We had a record summer. I mean, it was that many people coming here because they couldn't go to Canada. And we've always had a lot of that, but this year it really was noticeable.
And with a large lake and restrictions on how close we could be to others, well, Zippy says it's not all bad.
Social distancing as a fishing guide is something you want to achieve every day, not just now.
An important part of the season here is ice fishing. And that's next time as we travel the countryside to Devil's Lake, North Dakota. I'm Andrew McCrae.